ובן ישראל עם פרשת לך לך, שנה שנייה, הלכה א'. אמר הכתוב, זה פסוק סז עם פרשת בשלח, והיה ביום השישי והכינו את אשר יביאו. This is in the parasha of the man, and it shall be on the sixth day of the week, they shall prepare the man that they bring home, whether bake it or cook it, to prepare it for the purpose of Shabbat, because on Shabbat they will not find any man outside. So from here we learn the din of hachana l'Shabbat, preparing for Shabbat. Ve'amu abotenu zichronam livracha, nirmaz kan shne dvarim be'asiyat tzorche Shabbat b'yom ha'shishi. Ben Ish Chai, based also on the preface that we saw, we learn from this pasuk two aspects of the preparations for Shabbat on Friday. Ha'echad hu, number one, she'aseh tzorche Shabbat besimcha. One should prepare for Shabbat with joy, with happiness, with excitement. She'darshu en ve'haya ela lashon simcha. It says ve'haya b'yom ha'shishi ve'echin. Ve'haya is well-known words of Chazal, en ve'haya ela lashon simcha. So that means you have to do ve'echinu mitoch ve'haya, mitoch simcha. Ve'asheni, and what was the second drasha of ve'haya? That it means zrizut. Ve'asheni she'tzarich la'asot bizrizut, le'ashkim ba'boker, le'achin tzorche Shabbat. A person has to wake up early, if that's what's necessary, to prepare for Shabbat. She'ne'emar ve'haya, ביום השישי והכינו, אין והיה, אלא מיד. The word והיה is also denotes immediate, right away, right when you have the opportunity in the morning, early in the morning, אין והיה אלא מיד. שנאמר, the Midrash learns it from a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, פרק יזיין, והיה כי קם הפלישתי, which means immediately. כלומר, כשיהיה יום השישי בשחרית, יכינו לצורכי שבת, in the morning of Friday. Person shouldn't wait till 1 o'clock on Friday to get out of his chair and to go and to look in the market for something. No, Friday morning, already he should go to prepare. Kmo shekatav Maran Bet Yosef in Siman Reshnun b'shem Hatanchuma. You want to remember that Maran Bet Yosef said this in Reshnun. What is Reshnun in English? Run, run. You're supposed to run to prepare. So that's what the Bet Yosef is going to bring. B'shem HaTanchuma, in the name of the Midrash Tanchuma, brought in Shibulei Aleket, that you're supposed to, early in the morning, immediately run to prepare for Shabbat. V'Rabbeinu Atur hevi ta'am acher b'chiyuv ha'achana bizrizut b'boker. Dichti v'echinu et asher yaviu, mashma de'ahachana tiedumya de'ava'a sh'ayta b'boker. The Tur learns it out not from the word v'haya, but the din of Zrizut, in preparing for Shabbat, he learns it from the words v'hechinu et asher yaviu. They should prepare what they brought of the from the man. So there's a hekesh here, hachana to hava'a, meaning the preparation should be just like the bringing. Now the bringing of the man, the collecting of the man, was done bizrizut. Was done early in the morning, and that's an open pasuk. Shneema va'ilketu oto baboker baboker. Baboker baboker means early in the morning. They woke up to collect the man. So umeachar. So that's how the two learns. The hachana also should be like the hava'a. It should be baboker baboker. Says the Ben Ish Chai umeachar de mapkil al izrizut hachana mitevat ve'ayash ulashon miyad. So being that we learned the din of zrizut in Hachana for Shabbat from the word Behaya, which denotes Miyad, al ken, therefore, afal gav de ad arba sha'ot chashiv baboker, im kol ze tzarich leashkim, leakdim, tzorche Shabbat b'chol ma de'efshar. You see, if it would say one time baboker, so then you say, listen, till 4 hours into the day is still called boker. Remember, Tosfot said that, Tosfot brought that down, in the beginning of Psachim, in the Dibur HaMatchil Keor Boker, he brings from Rabbeinu Tam that even till 6 hours is called Boker. Until Chatzot is still called Boker. Tosfot brings down in the beginning of the Masechet. surely till 4 hours is called boker, right? That's zman tefillah, sof zman tefillah is still four hours. But from the fact that it says baboker, baboker, or from the fact that it says vehaya, which denotes zrizut, from here we see they have to wake up early in the morning as much as possible. Alken, therefore, in practical application here, gam mi shedarko likboa v'chol yom et lilmot Torah achar ha'tefillah, he says, even a person who has a seder to learn every morning after shachrit, lo yase keva zev erev Shabbat. See what the Ben Ishchai says? An erev Shabbat on Friday, don't have that seder limud. Let's say a person has a chavuta, he learns 2 hours gemara after shachrit. He says, on Friday, you should postpone that. You should not have that limud. Ela, rather, rak yilmot shnayim mikra v'chad targum shel parashat ha'shavua, immediately after shachrit. In fact, like the Ari HaKadosh says, with your tefillin, we'll get to that when we learn the halachot of Shnayim Mikra v'chad Targum. Immediately sit down to learn Shnayim Mikra, v'yetzeh liknot tzorchei Shabbat, and go out to buy the food, the necessary items that you need for Shabbat. V'im yirtzeh latzet kodem sheikra Shnayim Mikra v'chad Targum, and if you want to go out to the store even before you do Shnayim Mikra, kedesh sheilech liknot bimhera, in order to, you know, to go to the store as quickly as possible, Rashai, you can do that. Achakach yikra veveto, and then when you come home after the shopping, you come home, you do Shnai Mikra, that's fine. V'chen ha-minhag po yirenu Baghdad, he says that's the minhag in our city in Baghdad. De'af al pi shelomdim kviut betalmud Torah bechol yom achar ha-tefillah, even though we have, Ben Ishchai says, in our town we have a minhag, every day we have a seder of Talmud Torah after shachrit. The Ben Ishchai famously had a special seder, a shiur, that he would sit down with his Baalei Batim in shul. After shachrit, the Ben Ishchai sat down and learned with them. He went through shas with them. And he went through the entire Shulchan Aruch. And all the chidushim that he wrote, the Ben Yoyada and the Benayahu, these are chidushim that he thought of as he was giving the shiur in En Yaakov after shachrit. And then after everybody left, at the end of the shiur, he sat down to write his chidushim, and hence we have the Ben Yoyada. In the second cycle of Shas, he wrote the Benayahu. So he did at least 2 cycles of the entire Shas with his Baalei Batim in a seder that he learned after Shachrit. And that seder went into Shulchan Aruch as well. He learned with them the entire Orach Chaim and the entire Yoreh De'ah, and with chidushim, Be'iyun. So many of the chidushim that you find in Rav Pe'alim, are from those chidushim that were said in those shiurim that he gave after shachrit every day. So he says, our minhag is, however, en lomdim be'erev Shabbat velo be'erev Yom Tov. On Friday and Erev Yom Tov, they would not have that seder limud, so that people will have enough time to immediately do Shnai Mikra and then go to shop for Shabbat, or vice versa. So that's in regards to Achana for Shabbat. One more halakha, quickly. Halakha bet. Basar v'chadome. Dikfitzi alei zvinei be'erev Shabbat. Basar, meat, and the like, that people jump to buy early in the morning on Friday to get the good, you know, the good pieces of meat in the store. You need to get there early. V'im yamtin liknoto ad achar tefillah. And if you're going to wait till after shachrit, lo yimtza basar tov, you're not going to find good meat. So now, normally there's halacha, you're not supposed to do your own needs before shachrit. You can't go shopping before shachrit. The first thing has to be tefillah. But let's say on Friday, if you're not going to pray, if you're not going to go to the store, to the meat store, to the butcher, to get your meat before tefillah, and you come afterwards, you're going to get the leftovers. You're going to get the less quality meat. And for Shabbat, you want to find the basar tov. He says, mutar liknoto kodem tefillah. You're allowed to go to the butcher before tefillah. Mishum dechashiv ze tzorech mitzvah shel onek Shabbat. This is not tzorche atzmo. This is not for your own needs. This is for the need of the mitzvah of onek Shabbat. Therefore, it warrants the heter to go even before shachrit. Ach bitnai, only on condition, shelo yevatel tefillah im atzibur. That should not be a reason, it should not be at the expense of tefillah betzibur, of tefillah with a minyan. אלא ימצא לו כת מאוחרת שיתפלל עם הם. Find a later minyan to pray with them. Go to the butcher, then you go catch an 8 o'clock minyan, a later minyan, fine, no problem. עיין משבצות זהב וחיי אדם ושאר אחרונים.